Now, last night I was out and about. And you're probably thinking, why were you out and about when you've got that terrible head cold and you're chesty and you're losing your voice and all? I was actually covering for my colleague, Phil Easton. Phil and Kim were supposed to host the Academy Ambassador Awards. And of course, as you know, we had that terrible, terrible news of Phil's untimely death. So I stepped into the breach. So that's why I did it, really. And maybe it wasn't a wise thing for me to do because of the start of this cold and all that sort of nonsense. Anyway, I did it. And I had a great time, great night, wonderful atmosphere. These awards take place every year down at the Crown Plaza. And basically what they're doing is they're rewarding people involved in customer care. So we're talking about people who work in restaurants, hotels, you know, that sort of thing. People who work on the buses, taxi drivers, you know, that, and in our galleries, all that sort of thing. So it was a whole host of awards given out, 13 in all. Great time had by all. And I'm joined now in the studio to talk about these awards, to two of the winners, actually. Welcome to Jagita and to Jenny.
Hi.
Hello.
Jenny, I'll start with you. Oh, my pleasure. I'll start with you. Were you surprised?
Yeah.
Were you surprised to be nominated in the first place?
Well, I actually knew that I was nominated. But, yeah, it's a great honour, really.
And what prize did you win?
It was Unseen Hero.
So what sort of... tell us about your job, because you are actually down at the Crown Plaza, aren't you?
Yeah. I work in the accounts department up there. So I'm behind the scenes, and I do the sales ledger. And we're just a small team of three, and... yeah, we look after the accounts.
And how did you get involved in that?
Well, actually, it was quite lucky, really, because I'd never done anything to do with accounts before, and I'd been made redundant from a previous job, and I just saw the opportunity.
And was that in the hotel trade? No.
I'd never even worked in the hotel trade either, but I just went for the job, and luckily enough, I got it.
Okay, so what does it entail? What do you have to do?
Many things. Just deal with the accounts, I deal with mainly the money that comes into the hotel, make sure invoices are correct, and I chase money that people owe to us and things like that, and if anyone's got any problems, I can try and sort them out.
So you don't get to see any of the guests who stay in the hotel?
Very rarely.
You don't deal with them?
Occasionally over the phone, if they've got some queries, I'll get to speak to them, but it's quite rare, to be honest. Yeah.
Excellent. And Jagita, what was your award for?
Student of the Year.
Okay, and you're also at the Crown Plaza. The Crown Plaza did well last night, didn't
yeah,
they?
Yeah.
They hosted it and they won about three prizes, I think it was. Student of the Year. So tell us, what do you do at the Crown Plaza? What do you work as there?
I work front desk at the moment and also studying university, doing part-time there, doing my master's degree in tourism and leisure management. So basically it's all related, yeah, my work and studies.
So you're hoping to work your way up to the top?
Yes, definitely.
You'd like to be a hotel manager?
Yes, one day.
Okay, so at the moment you're working on the front desk.
Front desk,
so you,
yeah.
You are obviously dealing with guests all
yeah,
the time.
Yeah, every day, all the time, yeah.
And tell us about a typical day for you.
Just a busy day. Every day is a busy day. But as I said, yeah, we have to deal with guests face-to-face or on the phone. And I have just recently promoted as well to a shift leader position. So I have more responsibilities now. I have to lead the team as well as provide an excellent customer service. So
when a guest comes up to you in the front desk and they say, yes, I'd like to check in, take us through that process. What do you have to do?
Oh, well, obviously I would ask what's a guest last name. Welcome them to the Crown Plaza. Confirm whether their reservation details are correct. Ask about whether they want a newspaper in the morning and all that. And yeah, just wish them a good stay and then just talk about the hotel, the facilities, the city as well, if they have never been to Liverpool before. So.
And how do you deal with an awkward customer? How do you deal with someone who's a bit shirty, as we'd say?
It happens quite often, we have, yeah.
Does it? Yeah.
Yeah, it does, actually. Well, just listen, obviously, first, and then try to, I don't know, answer the questions if
try
you
to
have
deal
any.
With it. Yeah. And tell us about your studies, then. You're studying tourism and hotel management?
Yeah, tourism and leisure management.
What sort of things are covered on the course, then? What sort of things are you looking at?
It's more like management-based, management development within the tourism and leisure industry. So I had like various modules at the moment, but as I said, they're all more like management based, I would say, and customer service as well.
And what do you think makes a good hotel, Jenny?
Just outstanding customer service, really, because as I've been a customer at a hotel before, and that's what makes you stay amazing, when you know you can rely on the staff to help you with all your needs, and we provide that. day in, day out, really.
And what about the Crown Plaza in particular? What makes that a special hotel?
Well, everyone who works there, we're all one big team. Everyone works together to provide that customer service. And, you know, we've got four core values, which we've all got to work and live by, basically.
And what are they?
There's customer focus, teamwork, passion, and...
Ownership,
yeah. So we all basically live by them, every single member of staff.
And would you say that the customer's always right?
Yes, because you've got to say that.
even if they're not.
But even if you think they're not.
Even if you think they're not, you say that they are, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Well, congratulations to both of you.
Thank you very much.
Did you party into the wee small hours last night?
No, it was only about 1 o'clock. Huh?
Yeah.
Too bad.
Yeah.
And back into work today?
I wasn't, but...
Yeah, I come back.
Well, many congratulations to both of you.
Thank you.
And thanks for joining us. More to come on The Sullivan Show. The Sullivan Show on City Talk 105.9.